If your inner critic has been running the show lately, here's a way to take back your power. Musician. Hi, I'm Angela Beeching. I help musicians get more of their best work out into the world so they can finally become the artists they are meant to be. And today I'm teaching you Cosmic Rage, a mindset tool developed by therapist Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels. I absolutely love this one. You gotta love a tool with a name like that. And it's one of my top five tools for musicians. You'll see why. But before I walk you through the tool, I want to explain what we as humans are up against. To use Cosmic Rage, you need to understand Part X. That's the force in the universe that's trying to keep you playing small in your music and in life. It's your resistance. It's the sabotaging negative voice inside you that wants to annihilate your dreams. It's something we all have to actively grapple with. And for creative artists, especially for musicians, it's essential to know how to deal with this, because otherwise it will keep us from fulfilling our potential. So how does Part X show up? It's often the background voice, that cycle of negative self-talk berating us, especially when we're trying to do something that matters. It's the voice that says, when we're working on an ambitious project, you're going to make a fool of yourself, or you don't have what it takes. Or you're not ready for this, just give up. That's Part X talking, tearing you down. It will get you to procrastinate or back away from the projects that matter most. It will get you to undermine your own chances of fulfilling your promise. And often we're so used to hearing this, we don't even recognize it for what it is. We're hypnotized by it, accepting Part X's ruthless judgment as reality. That's how powerful Part X is. It gets us to undermine our own efforts. We don't realize that our self-doubt has become our default mode. So now you know about Part X, let me give you the game plan. I'm going to first walk you through the tool with all the details. Then I'll talk a little bit about why this matters for musicians. And next, we'll go through the tool once more, only quickly, so you can see how easily you can do this in real time. So, now that you know what we're dealing with, let's do the tool. As long as you're not driving, go ahead and close your eyes. Bring up the last time you felt besieged by Part X. It might have been one of those days when you just felt stuck in a maze of negativity. You felt hopeless about being able to take any positive action. Let those feelings come up. I know it's uncomfortable, but really feel into them. For me, there's often a bundle of feelings, self-loathing, resentment, and the urge to run. It's not just about the current moment. It often brings up things from the past as well, so that it really builds. So take all those emotions and push them out in front of you. See it in your mind's eye as a dark, volatile cloud. Push it out in front of you so that there's some real space between you and it. Now, bring up your anger. Not at yourself, not at anyone else. This is the rage at that negative force that's been trying to hold you back. Let that feeling, let that all that anger build. Feel it in your chest, your stomach, your whole body. Feel it so strong you can taste it. And now silently scream at the cloud in front of you, whatever expletive works for you. Back off, or get out of my face, or fuck off. In response, see the cloud jump back to the horizon. And now breathe into the space you just created for yourself. That's what Phil and Barry call the I am space. It's yours to be free in, to think clearly, to create, to take action, to be unencumbered by all that negativity. And you can return to it at any time. When you're ready, open your eyes. So here's why this matters for musicians. You might be in the practice room trying to work through a passage and start spiraling into negativity, and the work gets worse and worse. Or you might be trying to send out a pitch email and you hear in the background of your mind, "Don't bother." Or right before an audition you hear the words, "You're going to blow this." That's part X. And once you get used to spotting it, once you can name it, you can choose how to respond. That's where the tool comes in. Cosmic Rage helps you fight back with a force strong enough to go up against the negativity and reclaim your space. It's great to use before rehearsals and performances, after a rejection, or any time you catch yourself spiraling into negativity. It's a real tool for real life music work. So let's do it again, only quicker. Now that you know the tool, right, you can see how quickly you can shift your mindset. So once more, close your eyes, as long as it's safe, and bring up a moment from your musical life when part X was tearing you down. It might have been in the practice room, or it might have been in having trouble getting yourself to do that administrative work to move your career forward. Whatever it is, let those negative thoughts come up, all those feelings of self-doubt and shame, the resistance. Push those roiling emotions out in front of you. Visualize that dark cloud. And now call up the rage that you have toward part X at that force of negativity. Direct your rage squarely at the force and scream silently at it, "Get out of here," or "Back off," or "You're not in charge." In response, see the cloud pushed back to the horizon. Take a deep breath. That space you just created, it's your I am space. A space to take courageous action, where your artistry and purpose move forward, and you can come back to it at any time. When you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so just a couple of words. The truth is, with these tools, they're designed to be able to shift your mind state, right? Shift your emotional state in real time. But of course it doesn't last because part X keeps coming back. So the deal is you've got to keep using the tool. And the more adept you are at being able to spot part X and immediately counteract it, the better you're going to be at holding it at bay so you can get more of your best work done. So this is the deal, just like anything else. You gotta practice. And it's worth it. If you get used to building this into your practice routine, it just becomes second nature. Try it before practice sessions. Try it before walking on stage or after reading a rejection email. Let it become how you reclaim your space. And if you found this helpful, please like and comment below. I'd love to hear what this brought up for you. And also, please hit subscribe. It helps me help more musicians. See you next time.